Buffalo Bills are 3-1. The last time they got off to a start like this was 2011. They came to Cincinnati 3-0 and lost to the Bengals. Let's take a look at some X's and O's from this week's opponent.
All right, Dan, let's talk offense first. And the offense starts with a guy named Shady McCoy. This guy has got 21 catches, leads the team in receptions, and he's rushed the ball 68 times. They want the ball in his hands. Let's watch our good friend Eric Wood right here, Elder Louisville, homegrown up in this area. He's going to release and get a block and throw out here, give Shady McCoy an opportunity on a little screen pass to do his thing. Shady McCoy has great vision. Chip block, get underneath, release, look at Wood, gets enough. Shady's inside now. He's going to make the one cut. Boom, see you later. Whoa, horizontally. He runs as fast sideways as he does forward. Shady McCoy is the real deal. He's got four seasons of 1,200 or more rushing yards. He's made five Pro Bowls. I mean, the guy's a real piece. He's the straw that stirs that offensive drink. Hughes right here. 31 sacks in the last 3 years. He's got three sacks already this year, tied for 12th in the National Football League. This is just a powerful upfield rush. Gets the hands on the offensive tackle, controlling the tackle. As we always say, where are his shoulder pads? Looking at the sideline. You got to get a firmer set on Hughes or he'll shrink the edge on you. He'll shrink the corner. And he shrinks it. Sack, fumble, picked up by White, the first-round pick, rookie cornerback. House call. See you later. Defensive touchdown. That's their only return touchdown of the season. But the Buffalo Bills defense, no more than the NFL in points allowed. And when they score defensively and they don't let you score, it's a tough combo.